Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you once again here tonight on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm in Washington, D.C., as per usual. And tonight we are scheduled to have a special guest, someone whose work I think will be of great interest to a lot of people out there. He's a video producer, and he's a producer of some of the most remarkable and well-done videos I've seen on some very controversial issues. And we're going to talk to him about his videos, and I think you'll find it very interesting. His name is Mark Farrell. He'll be joining us in a few minutes. I want to tell you something. Oh, I'm gonna make some comments here that are probably going to upset some people, knowing how some people think and react to some things that are said about some issues. And this is a very innocuous issue, I think, ladies and gentlemen. It's not anywhere near like the big controversial issues. And they are big and controversial that we discuss in this show. But I saw an article today in the Washington Times. I have it right here in front of me. And it's a story of a 140-pound high school wrestler and four-time Ohio State wrestling champion. I guess he's the Ohio State wrestling champion, who takes on Caesar Jr., a 650-pound black bear. And there's a picture of Lance wrestling Caesar. It's an exhibition match at the annual Cleveland Sport Travel and Outdoor Show. Well, you know, folks, I grew up in a hunting family, and all my friends were hunters. I don't hunt myself. I frankly don't like to kill four-legged animals, emphasis on the four-legged animals. But I don't have any arguments with hunting. It's a part of our culture, and it's a part of what some people have to do to survive, even in America today. But in any case, I just don't quite see the logic of taking a poor bear and taking him out in front of a crowd of people and wrestling him and pinning him on his back. Now, you know, the kid who is 19 says he's never hurt the bear, but you know what? You know, if this bear turned around and tore this kid's face off, then they'd want to put the bear to sleep. Well, I say instead of shooting that bear after he's torn the kid's face off, I'd give him a medal because, you know, that's what people do. And you're not supposed to torment wild animals. I see some logic in someone hunting because that's conservation. I can see putting a bullet through a bear's brain and killing him instantly, or shooting him through the heart, but taking the poor animal out and tormenting him in front of an audience of a couple hundred people, I just don't get it. Well, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be mad at me for saying that, even including a very good friend of mine who's one of the most famous wrestling coaches in Ohio. So I'm going to have everybody mad at me. But in the meantime, folks, I want you to get your pen and paper handy, because what I'm here tonight to do is to try to sell you some of these videos that our guest, Mark Farrell, has produced. Because, and I haven't seen all of them. He sent me all of them, and unfortunately I misplaced a couple of them. But the ones that I have watched, I want to tell you, they're very professionally done, folks. And they touch on very controversial issues. So we're going to be giving you Mark Farrell's website and telling you how to order these. These are DVDs. You can also go onto his website and view this information and lots of other information, too. So without further ado, I'm going to bring up Mark Farrell and say hello. Mark, are you coming up?
Yes, yes.
Mark, good to have you aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, I should mention it. I think this may be although Mark and I have been in touch for a long time, I think this is the first time we've ever spoke, and now we're being interrupted by our first commercial. So, Mark, stick with us, and then we'll come back and talk. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest tonight is Mark Farrell, and I hope you have your pen and paper handy, because I'm going to start off right now giving you, even before we talk to Mark, I'm going to give you his website address on the internet. And this is one of those, thank God, easy to remember, easy to spell addresses. It's honestmediatoday.com. Honestmediatoday.com. That's all one big long word, of course. honestmediatoday.com, and I can't think of anything more that we need than honestmediatoday.com, because it's providing honest news and information that I'm telling you folks, you're not going to get anywhere else. There's a lot of videos out there on and lots of good videos on 9-1-1 and on the New World Order and on the Federal Reserve and all sorts of issues. But Mark Farrell, to the best of my knowledge, may well be the only person today who has dared to make videos about such subjects as the persecution of revisionists, the Holocaust Unveiled. That's his most recent one. Another one is Zionist War Crimes, the case for the prosecution. A look at numerous atrocities perpetrated by the Zionist hate mongers. Judea declares war on Germany. That's one that talks about the origins of what led up to World War II, the story surrounding the Holocaust, a lot of things that you just will not find in any video that I know of available anywhere. And then a particularly interesting one, Representative Paul Finley dares to speak out. A 22-year veteran U.S. congressman exposes Israel's lobby. And then he has Understanding Anti-Semitism. Well, this is a very interesting one. It's a history. It's a history of some of the causes and perhaps the solutions to the problem of anti-Semitism. These are all, and there's much, much more available on the website. But what I wanted to do is just let you know right up front, ladies and gentlemen, that these are the kind of fascinating videos that are available at honestmediatoday.com, and we'll give out a mailing address where you can write to. And each of these videos is only $22, and I guarantee you, you know, as I said, I think I've seen three of the five that I've named here. Maybe I've even seen a fourth one. I'm not sure at this point. You know, I see a lot of videos, but needless to say, the most recent video I saw was Mark's latest, The Persecution of Revisionists, The Holocaust Unveiled. And Mark, I said to you in an email, what an achievement it was, and it truly is, Mark. You did one hell of a job in putting together a lot of great information there.
Thanks, Mike. That's a really nice introduction.
Yeah, I mentioned at the outset that you and I have never actually, I don't even think, it maybe once in the distant past we may have spoken on the phone, but we've, thanks to this email explosion and this internet explosion, we've actually been in touch for quite a while now, and it's really a thrill for me to have you on the show because, like I say, I think you're the only person, I could be wrong about this, but I don't know of anybody else, certainly in the United States, who has done the professional work you've done in putting together these videos. And let me say, I'm doing all the talking here, Mark, forgive me, but I just want to emphasize to the audience how much of an endorsement I'm giving your work. I don't want you to have to promote your own work here, because the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, not only are all of these videos, these are not hit and run videos, ladies and gentlemen. They're lengthy, they're fact filled, the production values are tremendous. And as I told Mark when I watched his most recent one, The Persecution of Revisionists, The Holocaust Unveiled, it was a video that I remember thinking, I'd be proud to show my friends this. I'm not talking about my quote-unquote right-wing friends or my revisionist friends. I'm talking about my friends who don't pay any attention to politics at all, but who have heard all the conventional stories about the Holocaust, and they've heard about how bad David Irving is and how bad Guillermo Rudolph, you know, the standard news stories in the media. And frankly, folks, there's a lot of videos out there today that are being promoted by some pretty big name people in independent media, and frankly, I'm embarrassed to show those videos to my friends because some of the people in those videos come across as frankly raving lunatics. But the work that Mark Farrell has done is superlative. So, Mark, I've been ranting and raving here, but what I'd like to do, you know, we have about 8 minutes coming up before the next break. I'd just like to let you tell us a little bit about how you got into this video work and, you know, what inspired you to do it.
Well, I'd probably say I've always wanted to, express my opinions to my friends and, fellow people. And, you know, when you're in conversation with someone, of course, you can try to, you know, point out things, but it's often difficult, you know, really to bring a valid point across, you know, just in typical conversation. So I thought, well, the best way to, you know, express my feelings and findings and so forth would be via DVDs. And I guess that's really how I got started.
Yeah.
Wanting to share the truth with my fellow Americans about it.
Yeah, you know, you've done so much good work here, and you know, frankly, I'm surprised that your work has not gotten more attention than it has.
Well, I think that a lot of the points that I bring home are kind of strong, and there's a lot of people out there that don't generally like having these facts shown to the general public for various reasons, I think if people go on my website, honestmediatoday.com, they can actually watch some of the videos. I've got them as free downloadable window media video files. And they can see for themselves what I'm trying to get across. And a lot of them aren't the entire video, but there's enough of a portion of all the videos that they can see for themselves. I strongly recommend my latest one, dealing with the persecution of revisionists, because it's really getting out of hand what's going on today. If anybody's been following the headlines of late with Germar Rudolph, as you said, Ernst Zundel, both those two were taken away from their American wives. They were married to Americans. Germar Rudolph, he even had a child with his American wife, and they weren't American citizens yet, but they were in the process of it. And I mean, if they were Mexicans and maybe they had engaged in some kind of thought crime in Mexico unrelated to the Holocaust, I highly doubt that they would have been deported. But the fact that they were German citizens still, and the matter that they questioned was a Holocaust, and Rudolph, he was a PhD level chemist. He actually had made his doctoral dissertation, I believe, on the effects of a Zyklon B and how, if it had been used in these supposed homicidal gas chambers, that there would have been some kind of residual matter left on the walls.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, his dissertation proved beyond any measure of doubt that, you know, there was no cyanocytic gas or Zyklon B that was used within in these supposed gas chambers that were, you know, used against people. It's always been a bogus claim, and part of the reason that it's existed for so long, of course, is because, you know, our government, of course, wants to justify, you know, the war. And in addition to that, of course, there's propaganda measures pushed forth by some people that have their own ulterior purposes in this respect. The Anti-Defamation League, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Israel itself, a lot of pro-Jewish organization, they all want to perpetuate this myth, of homicidal gas chambers and 6 million being killed. And the reason that they do this, of course, you know, to raise funds, to elicit sympathy in relation to raising these funds, and in which case, by doing so, if someone denies them what they want, they can say, oh, you're anti-Semite, you just want to kill 6 million more Jews, blah, 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 you know. And that's generally how it works for them. And it really bothers me. This topic, I mean, it wouldn't really even interest me so much if it weren't for the persecution of all these people. And aside from the people that I've mentioned, I mean, there's dozens of others that have suffered, both in jail. There's people that have had acid thrown in their face. A gentleman from France, François Dupré, he was murdered. They bombed his car. His wife lost her legs during the process. The Jewish Revolutionary Group took responsibility for it.
You know, Mark, that's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, one thing that's important about your video in that respect, this one in particular, is that you actually put a face on all this. You know, we hear these names, but you see the faces of these people. You see interviews with some of them. You see you actually see these are human beings just like we are, and some of them, as you say,
they sure are.
And it could be us
next. I mean, you know, if we allow these atrocities against revisionists to, you know, occur, and we don't stand up as a people, as the American people, against, you know, this terrible lapse of justice that's occurring across the globe, if we don't fight this, then, you know, we're going to, who knows what will happen to us next.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break coming up here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about this particular video even more, and you're going to find out some absolutely amazing things that are going to make you want to go out and get this video. So get your pen and paper handy and be prepared to take down this information, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Mark Farrell. He is the talented genius, as far as I'm concerned, behind HonestMediaToday.com. That's HonestMediaToday.com, and we're going to be giving a mailing address for him very shortly, too, if by chance you don't have access to the Internet and can't view this website and get the information from there. But we were talking about Mark's latest video. It's on DVD, The Persecution of Revisionists. Now, it's important to point this out that although Mark pays tribute in the opening phases of this video to so many of these brave people who have been jailed and beaten and in one case we know of murdered, and there's probably more. But a very important part of the video just left me reeling. I saw there's film footage in this video that I have never seen anywhere before, and it just left me so totally astounded. Mark, you have provided in this video film footage that was taken in a variety of German concentration camps, German-run concentration camps, and Jewish ghettos during World War II, during the period we've heard of as the Holocaust.
And, yes, I have.
And in those videos, we see Jewish youngsters playing soccer out on a soccer field, surrounded by hundreds of cheering fellow Jews. We see Jewish people attending concerts conducted by Jewish musicians. We see the swimming pool at Auschwitz, the public swimming pool at Auschwitz. We see the public swimming pool at Ravensbrück concentration camp.
Martin Theresienstadt, too, if my pronunciation is correct.
Yeah, well, whatever the pronunciation, the fact is this, Mark, that this footage is of life in the concentration camps as it really was.
Yes, it is.
During the war.
It's a far cry from the Jewish propaganda movie of the week that we see so commonly on TV. I've heard that, like, about once every 10 days, there's a new movie that Jews make about the Holocaust. And it's undoubtedly propaganda, because if they showed how things were accurately, if they showed an accurate portrayal of the concentration camps, people wouldn't buy the video. They wouldn't watch it because, you know, you go to a movie theater, you want to see gore, you know, the evil Nazi or whatever. But things were, you know, quite opposite of how they're portrayed. Now, towards the end of the war, there's no doubt, when Germany's supply lines were cut, that, you know, people started starving there. I mean, that goes without saying. I understand, according to the American Red Cross, approximately 380,000 people died in the German concentration camps, of which I'd probably say about 250,000 of them were Jews. And during the course of the entire war, in all areas of the world, I would probably say, you know, maybe up to 1 million Jews died. And that's, you know, not just German-occupied territories, but, you know, whether they were in Israel and died of natural causes or whatever it may be. And, of course, there was a lot of emigration to Israel during that time. But the way that things are portrayed in the Hollywood movie of the week is that, you know, you've got the evil Nazi scientist dissecting Jews, putting two heads on them,
yeah, exactly.
You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. And so much of that has been proven to be bunk. Like, Jews originally claimed that Germans made soap out of them. And you know, then Israel, even Israel, they went ahead and they did scientific studies. They analyzed these so-called soap bars, and they found, well, they're just, you know, natural, you know, soap. You know, well, not natural, but... They certainly weren't made from people.
They weren't made from Jewish fat or Chinese fat.
And like the lampshades are just animal leather. But yet Jews, some Jews still persist in these claims because it sells books and it sells movies.
Let me just interject here, Mark, that what should sell your video is just precisely the fact that what you show, these are original films taken in the concentration camps. These are films that are not shown on NBC Nightly News or ABC.
They couldn't be, because if they did, then a lot of the Jewish propaganda would be utterly destroyed.
Yeah, this, you know, watching this video, Mark, I have to say this. I mean, you know, as I said, I've seen a couple of your videos. I was thinking as I was watching this video, I wish I could rent out a hall and say, come and see this video, you know, and let people, you know, come in and just watch it. And I guarantee you, you'd have a couple hundred people walking out of that hall shaking their heads and saying, my God, how could I have been lied to and misled for so long? Because, you know, your video in just, how long is the video? I wasn't even sure.
It's about 50 minutes.
Okay, 50 minutes, folks. I mean, you know, this is not, like I say,
plus there's three other little videos there,
yeah,
too, but the main attraction is 50 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, this is 50 minutes of powerful information and images, very well put together, that you cannot, that you just really cannot find anywhere else. And, I mean, although you might be able to find these videos, in fact, I wanted to ask you, where did you get the videos from the concentration camps? I have read about them.
I can't really say.
Okay, well, that's all right. Ladies and gentlemen,
there are crimes.
Okay, that's right. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you Mark Farrell's address, and we're going to start taking your calls at 800-313-9443. And on the break, why don't you check out honestmediatoday.com. honestmediatoday.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We have our guest here, Mark Farrell from HonestMediaToday.com. And I'm going to give you his mailing address. It's in Cincinnati, Ohio. And again, of course, his name is Mark Farrell, and that's F-A-R-R-E-L-L. Mark Farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L. And it's a P.O. box. The P.O. box number is 141-243. Mark Farrell, P.O. Box 141-243. And, of course, I already said it's in Ohio. It happens to be in Cincinnati, Ohio. I can never spell Cincinnati, but I'm going to spell it for you. C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I. Three N's in Cincinnati. C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45250-1243. Just like the last four numbers in the P.O. box. That's Mark Farrell, P.O. Box 141-243, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45250. And if you want to buy these videos, which are all $22 each, I think is correct, you can buy them through PayPal.com. If you know what PayPal is, I don't need to tell you about PayPal, but I will give you Mark's PayPal account address.
It's actually, I've got a link through Amazon.com.
Oh,
and it'd probably be better if people buy them through that, because I don't know that I always get messages through PayPal.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then they can go to
There's a link on my website that goes directly to the Amazon.com/shop.
Oh, great. Okay, well, then that's all they need to do there at honestmediatoday.com. Okay, well, we were talking about your video, The Persecution of Revisionists, The Holocaust Unveiled. We have a few callers who I'm going to bring up here shortly, but I want to talk also, I mean, and like I say, so many good videos here, Zionist War Crimes, The Case for the Prosecution. That's the one I have around here, Mark, but I misplaced. It's probably in one of these five or six boxes that are staring me in the face.
Yeah, that was one of my earlier videos when I did my own voiceover. And I kind of, after that video, I decided that I'd have other people do it because, I don't know, I just don't really think that my voice is that charismatic.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Tell us briefly about that one. I think that one, too, will be a lot of interest to a lot of people.
Well, that one, I had, you know, always heard, I don't know, in the press, I would say Arab terrorism, but I'd always been curious as to, you know, why, you know, a lot of people over there, you know, didn't like Americans or whatever, and, you know, the ongoing strife and historical struggle in Palestine, Israel. So I started researching the matter, and I discovered that the way I had always thought that, you know, that the people over there are bad and the Israelis are good. Basically, the propaganda with which almost all Americans are raised.
Your video is the other side of the story, basically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I discovered that things were diametrically opposite of what I'd always been taught. And so I got the idea, well, maybe I can get some footage of, you know, what's been going on over there. So I started writing to a lot of different media outlets over there because I knew, for one, if I wrote to an American outlet, say, like Fox News, that they wouldn't give me anything that I could use to show how things were actually going on over there. And two, even if they did, that I would probably be paying out the wazoo for it. So in any case, I wrote to a bunch of media outlets over there, and eventually I found one that was kind enough to actually give me some footage taken back then. And I've got all kinds of interesting things showing in there, like from you know, Lord Moyne's assassination, the bombing of the King David Hotel when the Israelis bombed that, the Levant affair when they torched the American Library of Information in Cairo, Egypt, and try to portray it, try to make it look as if the Egyptians had done it when it was actually Jews, and who were actually caught red-handed when the incendiary bombs they had inside a book went off prematurely, I guess.
Yeah, well, now, right there, I mean, that, ladies and gentlemen, I think you see right there, you know, we've talked about the Levant affair on this show, and we've talked about the bombing of the King David Hotel. You know, these are things that we can read about in the books, but here on a video, a DVD video that Mark has made available here, Zionist War Crimes, again, it's just information that you can't get anywhere else. Now, another video you've done is an interview with Paul Findlay, the U.S. congressman who took on the Israeli lobby and who paid for his quote-unquote crime. And this is a very candid interview with this ex-congressman who was up there in Capitol Hill for 22 years. It's an excellent interview with Mr. Findlay, I should call him Congressman Findlay. You know, and again, there's yet another video, Mark, that, you know, Congressman Findlay, you know, if you know where to look for the information, you can find it. But
yeah, he's really a great American. I've got the utmost respect for that man.
Yeah, I mean, you can take this video, you can take it to a group of friends who've never heard anything about the subject and say, look, here's a U.S. former U.S. congressman, and actually he was kind of known as a liberal Republican. He wasn't anything like a conservative right-winger or anything like this. He was a liberal Republican. No one can call him a Nazi or a right-wing fanatic or anything like that.
Yeah, in fact, he's actually won some awards, from anti-racist groups or whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah, so this, again, here's another video you've done. And then you've done this one, Judea Declares War on Germany, and that's a That, again, I've seen that one. That's a fascinating video that it touches, obviously, on the subject of the Holocaust, but it also touches on a lot of the details that people don't know about that led up to the events of World War II that we hear described as the Holocaust. And you show that, in fact, a lot of the German reaction to the Jews was actually was a counter reaction to a real declaration of war against Germany.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, you know, Jews declared war on Germany worldwide, and similar to how America put the Japanese in concentration camps, the Germans put the Jews in concentration camps.
So the
main difference, though, of course, is that the Jews were actually treated a lot better than we treated the Japanese.
You make very, very clear, yeah.
Yeah, then at the end of the war, you know, after the supply lines were cut and, you know, there was no food throughout Germany and a lot of the cities were bombed into, you know, mere ashes, you don't have food there. What do you do? I mean, everybody there was starving.
Yeah, and
it's a shame that a lot of Jews died. I admit that it's a tragic shame. I would never wish that on anybody. But the fact of the matter is that they've really outdone themselves with the degree of propaganda, which was originally conceived by Ilya Ehrenberg prior to the end of the war itself. And I think it was in 1942 when Ilya Ehrenberg first made claims that 6 million Jews had died. And similarly, after World War One, even, Jews claimed that 6 million Jews were killed in Germany.
Yeah, I mean, that's an awful lot of people that have been supposedly killed who weren't killed, and yet the number just keeps floating around. I mean,
yeah, and they keep... They're always changing, it seems. I don't know. You're always hearing, like, a new claim of, like, 15 million by some of them. Of course, when you start looking at the facts, there's no way that, you know, even over 1 million Jews died.
Well, now, you have a fifth video, too. Now, this is one on the subject of anti-Semitism in general, understanding anti-Semitism. And this is a very, very powerful video, like as they all are. Again, to be completely honest, I haven't seen them all, but the ones I have seen are very powerful. You know,
I cover a lot of different topics on understanding anti-Semitism.
Yeah, it's something...
Including aspects from Judeo-Claire's war. And in fact, some people had seen the parts I had in there about the propaganda during World War II and so forth, and they suggested that I make a video on that entirely, which I decided to do. I did take a little bit of the footage that I made in that video and incorporate it into my latest video, probably about 10 minutes of it or so.
Well, there's nothing
really
wrong
that much,
with that. Nothing wrong with that, but there's an old saying, repetition is the soul of wit.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's necessary to do that. So here's these five videos that we've talked about. They're $22 each. You can order them online at honestmediatoday.com, or you can write to Mark and order them from him directly at $22 a piece. And I'm going to give that mailing address again later towards the end of the show, but I want to get up to these callers here who have called in. Our first one is Keith from Rhode Island. Keith, come on up.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, fine, thanks. Yeah, very important topic here. I have to point out that the late great racial patriot George Lincoln Rockwell pointed out decades ago, about over 40 years ago, that this obsession that many Jews have with being persecuted and wiped out in great numbers, it's called a persecution complex, and it's basically it's a part of their superiority complex. Many Jews, I won't say all of them, that wouldn't be fair, but many of them seem to have they revel in these persecution and massacre fantasies because it makes them feel the whole world is so obsessed with the Jews 24 hours a day that it really could be fairly said, as Mr. Rockwell pointed out, that these persecution fantasies are really just a manifestation of the Jews' superiority complex. I'd like to hear what you and your guests have to say about that.
I think the Jews really do use the persecution factor a lot in uniting among one another. And if I'm not mistaken, Jay Lefkowitz, who is an aide to George Bush, even said, you know, a little bit of anti-Semitism is a good thing. Additionally, if I'm not mistaken, there was an article, and I wish I could remember who it was, but there was some rabbi, some prominent rabbi, that said, you know, anti-Semitism is good because, you know, it keeps us Jews united or whatever. So, yeah, I would have to say that you're absolutely right there. There are a great number of Jews who do cherish in this anti-Semitism, and it's typically the leaders, and they want to they want a little bit of anti-Semitism, but not too much, you know, just enough to keep them united and to keep the
to keep the money flowing into the coffers of the ADL.
That's exactly.
You know, I would say one thing. I would say one thing that if the ADL could absolutely stop distribution of these videos that Mark Farrell has produced, they would do it because these are not only are the
they're working towards those thought crimes in America too. So
well, that's
who knows.
Right. But the production values are excellent, and they're full of an immense amount of factual detail, quotations, pictures, all sorts of historical documentation that just simply can't be refuted. So I can't overemphasize the value of these. Keith, I want to thank you for your call and move on to Mike from Maryland. Mike, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you? Listen, before I talk to your guests here, I managed to call in C-SPAN, and I gave a plug for American Free Press, and I mentioned your name.
Oh, you're the guilty party. Somebody told me about that.
And ask them why they never read American Free Press on there. So so maybe something may come
to
that.
What was your response to that?
I listen to you and read your paper and listen to RBN Network. You know, I do have a different perception of possibly Zionism and the way things are. But let me ask your guest there. Is he a member of a neo-Nazi group or a racist group or Christian identity group or anything like that at all?
No.
The only group
I've ever been a member of is the Cub Scouts, to answer your question.
Okay.
And that was a long time ago when I was a little kid.
Because I'm playing the devil's advocate here. I've taken a couple courses in journalism in college, so I just kind of do that. But let me so the Nazis were really nice people. They didn't hate the Jews, and they basically built summer camps for them during the war to keep them out of harm's
way.
Is that what
I've been saying here, or you're playing devil's advocate as you say? But in any case, no, I don't necessarily say it was like all you know rosy hunky dory in there. You know, obviously that they did they were internment camps and they were forced to do you know forced labor. It wasn't great, but it wasn't meant to exterminate Jews, as they say. It doesn't make any sense. Think about it. I mean, why would you build all these camps? Wouldn't it be simpler just to put a bullet in the back of their heads if that's all you want to do is exterminate Jews?
Well, if you can get labor out of them and force them to build armaments.
Yeah,
that's exactly what the
Germans were essentially using them for.
It's called slave labor.
Yes, it was. It wasn't great, but it wasn't. Using homicidal gas chambers and
well then what are those ovens with those skeletons in them? Is that did the Jews come in the camps and place skeletons in there and have photographs
so
they can perpetuate this myth? Is that what they did?
Oh, come on. Like I said, a lot of Jews did die. 250,000 is no small numbers.
And they
did use the cremation chambers to burn the remains.
Mark, I think that's a very important point that a lot of people do miss. I've had, I don't know how many people come up to me and say, well, what about these crematoriums? What did they burn in the crematoriums? That is exactly what they burned in crematoriums, bodies, because people died.
So then you said that the Nazis treated the Jews better than we treated the Japanese.
Until the end of the war.
Huh?
When the supply lines were cut, they weren't getting food. Typhus started spreading rampantly. A lot of people died.
Okay, so then the Jews had a life of Riley until the evil allies cut the supplies to the Nazis, right?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
So basically, the Jews in the concentration camps really had it nice and cushy until the evil allies cut
nice
the supply
cushy,
lines.
Internment camp was nice in any conceivable way. But
Mark,
I would definitely say that...
It couldn't have been too bad if you treated better. It could have been too bad if you treated better than the Japanese and the American internment camps.
Mark, let me answer that, because if the bottom line of it is, once you see this video, you see very clearly in it that Mark repeatedly says time and again. In fact, I thought maybe he said it too many times. He said that life in these camps was not hunky-dory, as he put it there. It was not the best thing in the world, but on the other hand, it was not anything like it's been portrayed. And you see, that's what's so amazing about this particular video. And then, of course, at the end of the war, you know, and this is something that's been known for a long time, and Mark points it out in his video quite well, that a lot of times these pictures of dead bodies that people today think were pictures of dead Jews were actually pictures of Germans, for example, who were killed in the bombings of some of the cities over there by the Allies. So,
well,
you know,
sure.
There's much more to be learned.
Oh, well, yeah, I may get your video, you know.
Mike, I think it's well worth it. We have to go to this break here, and we only have a few minutes left, but we're going to try to squeeze in a couple callers. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out for yourself, honestmediatoday.com. This is Michael Collins Piper on a Republic Broadcasting Network.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper with Mark Farrell of HonestMediaToday.com. We've already exhausted this whole hour. It's always remarkable how fast that it goes, but we've been talking about Mark's amazing videos, and, you know, I think the point, you know, we had our previous caller there, Mike from Maryland, who was playing devil's advocate, and I'm glad he did because it drives home the point that you really need to see these videos to really see how amazing they are and how much information is packed into them. And
yeah,
like I say,
I'd like to make a quick point here.
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people, like, ask me, you know, well, have you looked into the other side. And even just as an American, of course, the answer is yes, because I went to the same public schools as everybody else, in which we're indoctrinated with the typical aspect of Jews. And, you know, Hollywood's always making their movie of the week about this thing. Like I mentioned earlier,
exactly.
One movie's made every 10 days. And so I've seen a lot of their points. And there's no doubt, as I pointed out to Mike, that there have been a lot of people that have died and many suffered and starved. But it's not to the point where Jews say 6 million died, for one. And for two, there were no homicidal gas chambers.
Yeah, you know, these videos are just, like I say, I just keep praising them because, you know, like I say, you're not asking everyone to agree with every statement you make or all the conclusions that you reach, but the fact is you're presenting it, you're presenting the other side of the story. You've seen the official version, what we might call, and now what you're presenting...
As have all Americans.
As have all Americans, including me, and you're presenting the other side of the story. Now, I'm going to give your address once more here in these closing minutes. It's Mark Farrell, P.O. Box 141243, P.O. Box 141243, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45250. And there are five different videos that we've been talking about here in the show tonight. The one on the revisionists, I'm just going to give them one-word titles, the revisionists. One on Zionist war crimes, that's the second one, Zionist war crimes. The third one is war on Germany, the one on Germany. The fourth one is Congressman Paul Findlay, and the fifth one is the one on anti-Semitism. And as I say, they all, I can't recommend them more. I think we can squeeze in one more caller here, and that's Larry from Florida. So, Larry, if you can come on up real quick.
Okay. I've been following this Ernst Zundel business for years, and I used to harass McLean's magazine up in Canada and some of these Canadian shortwave radio shows. And remember that Fred Leitcher guy?
Fred Luchter, yes.
Mm-hmm. Luchter, who got sent over there to, and he got these samples from the so-called gas chambers, and he was a cyanide gas expert, and he couldn't find any proof that any residue in the walls there. And then McLean's and some of these newspapers, Canadians, were saying, well, that's pseudoscience. Well, now that Berlin Wall, now that the Iron Curtain has fallen, anyone can go over there. And why don't we get real science to decide?
Grandma Rudolph did that as his doctoral dissertation.
And that's why he's in jail.
All
right, gentlemen, we are not running out of time. We are out of time. And I want to apologize to those who couldn't squeeze in. I want to thank Mark Farrell of HonestMediaToday.com for coming aboard. And I want to thank all
here,
the
Mike.
Listeners. Yeah, please, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to RBN. Good broadcasting ahead. Freedom of speech, the freedom to think, that's what the Republic Broadcasting Network is all about. Thanks again to Mark Farrell. Thanks again to the guys at RBN for keeping this program going.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.